Welcome to the Williams Neken Why Be Hurtin' phone conference line. This service is provided by Econ.
Good morning.
Good morning. Have a great day.
Thanks, Steve. Hello, Nancy.
Hi there.
This is Monty. I'm waiting for Ruth to open up the main page because I'm going to have to be leaving here shortly. I didn't find out till my doctor's office called about 6 o'clock last night and told me I had an appointment. 8 o'clock. So I'm not going to be able to hang around here too long. How you been?
We've been fine.
Good, good.
I tell you, Monty, I am learning so much from you folks up there in Washington. All the neat things that you all do for preparation and all that. Oh, and let me ask about your oven, your sun oven. I saw that on a program just this past week where they have baked even bread and a turkey. So is yours the type where it's all four sides open out?
Yep, all four sides. It's even got a thermometer gauge in it. It goes up to, you can get up to as high as 4. I did purchase at retail. You can't even, but the one I got, and I haven't really tried it out. I've got to, that's what I'm going to do now.
I need to get the name of yours. But this one, I'm not sure how much they were charging, but I'll find out.
Yeah, you can find them at all different price ranges. The one I found, because not being basically a cook myself, I wanted one that had a temperature gauge in it and everything. But in reading up about it, I find that it's pretty cheap and just a nice way of cooking. You know, it takes a little longer to cook food, but, you know, particularly in a hot house, you know, you don't want to be turning on electricity and cooking in a hot house because that just heats it up and summer's coming on and we're all supposed to have... Ruth, are you on yet?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Good morning. I have my doctor's office called about 6 o'clock last night to remind me of my 8 o'clock appointment. So I won't be here very long this morning.
All righty.
Okay, so I won't be able to take a lot of notes.
Nice good news, and we'll talk. Be ready to listen to you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Good morning, everyone. We have many more people on the phone than we do on the WebEx, so we welcome you to come on the WebEx, and here's a picture. Right now we have a picture of some of us here. We'd like to have more pictures. If I have not sent it, well, here's a friend that we have seen before, our friendly little ostrich. As we talk about helping people to have better health, let me just find our little... I guess it's up here. We have a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices that they just come along naturally. We've just been discussing more things that maybe we shouldn't put in our health, in our body. We've been talking about putting the pieces together, and it looks like the condition of our health is primarily a result of our choices. And then as we've been talking about lately, we've been talking about preparation and some of the things we need to prepare for, and talking about not just what we should put into our bodies, but also what we shouldn't put into our bodies. And so we have a lot of choices to be thinking about. And so we're also going to be talking a bit about when we should... think about doing that, and if we're going to help other people, be prepared. Here's our friend little ostrich, who is very outgoing, and he's going to be helping other people be prepared instead of just sticking his head in the sand. So good morning to everyone. Let's have a quick roll not a roll call exactly, but let's see who's with us today. Maybe tell us, let's tell a little bit more today. Let's say who you are, where you're coming from, and what you're most interested in. So let's start out with these guys on the screen and then go right into the ones that are just listening. Karen Eastwood.
Hi. I'm
Good
Karen
morning.
Eastwood. I live in Cleelum. And what all did you ask us to say?
And what you're most what is it that you're most interested in that brings you to the call?
Oh,
what do you want to know?
Yeah, I'm most interested in understanding what to do for my body and to help me to be strong and not have the inflammation. I deal with fibromyalgia, and I would like to totally be rid of it.
All right. Thanks, Karen. Welcome to the call. Kathleen?
I am most interested in perfect health and a long life, and this call really helps me zero in on what to do and what not to do to gain that. And every day there are planned out information that's backed up, and then there are all kinds of input from the people on it that help me to go forward in a great way. And I have some health sensitivities to food, and I have to really be careful of what I do. So I'm very interested immediately in planning for an emergency, have been for a long time and haven't done it. And with my special needs, I'm really glad that this call is addressing that.
All right. And Kathleen, where are you calling from?
Wenatchee, Washington.
All right. Thank you. Hey, hi, Lyndon Morse. Are you muted? If you're muted, star 6, and then you can talk if you would like to. I see you here on the screen. Let's go ahead to Margaret, and maybe Linda will speak up a little bit later.
This is Margaret, and I'm from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I am interested in learning as all that I possibly can about proper nutrition and keeping my body as healthy as possible. And I was particularly interested in the program that we started out Monday and Tuesday with, because I don't know how to dry food. I have tried herbs, and I enjoy them in the summer, and then when it comes fall, I don't know what to do with them. So I'm interested. I thought we brought up a real good subject the other day, and if you discussed that yesterday, I'll go back and listen to the recording. But overall, I'm interested in keeping my body just as healthy as possible.
Okay. Thank you, Margaret. Nancy.
Yes. Well, I want to grow old gracefully. I don't want to be like most of them around my age who already show so many signs of getting into their ailments and so forth. And mainly the inflammation in the body and what it can cause. That's what I initially got on for, and I've learned so much more from all of you who are bringing forth all these added benefits of, you know, just like with the call yesterday about being prepared and for the any kind of catastrophe that might come about. But it's just a wonderful journey to learn all of this, so I appreciate all the input.
Well, thank you, Nancy. I know that you have a lot of information, so when you're ready to present something, you let me know, because we'd love to have you do that.
Yes, I sure would love to do that.
Okay. Now then, who do we have? Have anyone on just on the telephone who would like to introduce themselves and say what they're, give us a real concise bit about what you're most interested in to learn on the call? If you are muted, you need to star 6. Okay. Anyone else? then we shall proceed. Proceed. Okay, so inflammation has been mentioned here, and one of the reasons why we are so interested in inflammation is because of the fact that it's a common denominator for all the common epidemics. The question is, and we talked, had this picture up here about recognizing when we do have signs of inflammation, listen to our body and pay attention to it, so that we can do something about it. We have learned that there are many different causes of inflammation, and there's the food we eat, the toxins that we take into our body one way or another, and in the food we talk about acid and alkalinity, and we also have been talking about the different fats. We want to recognize that there are the harmful things that come into our body, like MSG that have been stuck into our food, and the many different names that it has. And the fact that you can see on the label, no MSG. Well, that's because they changed the name and they call it something else. It's sort of like saying, okay, I'm not here today. Ruth is not here today because now my name is Ann or something. So we can talk about that. And then over here on the right side of our list, we also have the genetically modified foods that we want to avoid. Now, we're talking about this a little bit today because we're still talking about preparation and being aware and knowing these things and just getting them out of our house. I did not know that isolated protein was, and textured protein was MSG, and I knew that I was getting a reaction from it, so I suspected there was some in it, but that's just another name. It's not just another name. It's something that they make, and MSG is in it. They just don't add it, and so I think they just, and that's the way is with a lot of these things. MSG is bouillon and broth here. They're not just MSG. They are foods that have it in it, but they didn't put it in it. They got the ingredients, and probably it's just already in there. And so no MSG added is not safe, not necessarily. So to avoid these GM foods, MSG, and some of these things, we have to select organic will probably be safe, but certified organic really should be safe. And, of course, just getting whole foods and washing them before you eat them or growing them in your own garden and then, of course, still washing them. Fluoride, you don't want that in your body either. But there are many other things that we're learning that we don't want in our body. We have at one time talked about the nine most sickening food ingredients, and here's jelly beans. And, of course, they have shellac on the outside of them, along with apples are shellacked to keep them shiny also. So you have to watch all these things. Boy, modern science. Then here's another one about medicines. When should we be prepared to answer the questions? Do you want a vaccine? First they scared us with bird flu. Then they scared us with swine flu. There's this little pink guy here. He's looking at these signs. We're no longer scared of the flu. Now we're scared of the vaccine. And so there are many different vaccines out there, and they're coming up with more all the time, and it's quite the decision to be deciding whether to have a vaccine or not, to be prepared. What do you think about this? This one in particular, all these different vaccines, how are we going to know, or what are some of the ones that have come out, and how have you decided whether to have one or not? The flu vaccine, we just talked about the herpes vaccine one day. What are the deciding factors?
Ruth, I'm not sure what could be the deciding factor for everybody, but I know that for me, there is no reason for me to take a vaccine of any sort. When we had Fashion Warehouse down there in Yakima, little gal came in who was carrying her baby, and she happened to have been a girl that had gone to school with some of my girls, and she had had this baby, and when it was just like 2 or 3 months old, she went through this series of shots for it, and this child now was like 7 or 8, and it was like a little baby in her arms. She could only carry it. It could not talk, and all of it was related to vaccine. And so, you know, it was from that point on that I looked at vaccines a lot differently. And I just, I don't know, maybe there are reasons to have them, but for me, no.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that experience of when you meet up with somebody. And you know, I've talked to people who've had that happen to their child. I've talked to one of my children until I'm blue in the face that I have not gotten anywhere. Okay.
Well,
so,
if they had a visual experience like that one, it would really cause them to evaluate it in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so vaccines, anyway, are, if you have, anybody else has anything to add, by gathering together on this call, and each of us continually spending a little bit of time researching some of these questions, I think some of the questions we need to bring up, then will lead us to do more research. So jot down some of these things that you might want to look and then you can bring them and share them at the call. I think that's one of the reasons I like having the call, is because my little brain here, it can only do so much research and learn things, and sometimes I miss them. And having the personal perspective and a personal knowledge, gathering the knowledge that we can find on the computer, and then having others share experiential knowledge, I think is much more possible, because some of those things we find on the computer are leading us in a direction where the person who stands to profit would be having the the large voice on online. Excuse me, I'm going to have to get a drink.
Yes. May I ask, does Dr. Blaylock say anything one way or the other about the shingles vaccine?
He talks quite a bit about vaccines. Excuse me.
Like the shingles in particular?
Maybe somebody else knows. I don't really know.
I've had the chickenpox when I was small, so I... And all my friends are saying, "Oh, you need that vaccine." I said, "I don't do vaccines."
Well, he has an alphabetical a list on when you subscribe to his newsletter, and then he has that alphabetical list with. Then you have your password in each of the newsletters, and then you can look at all the old ones and just look up shingles, and then you'll be able to find out.
Oh, okay.
Okay, as we mentioned, we've been talking about being prepared this last week, and so did any of you think in any specific ways about being prepared? And if so, would you share with us? We talked about... I have this picture now on the screen with a recipe and a meal that I put together with some rice and fajita and all that with actually with no meat. Those little meatballs are really little rice balls, but they're chewy and they taste kind of like I put a steak seasoning on them. And so they kind of taste like meat. And a lot of times people come and they do not know that they're not having meat. Hamburger is something we really have given up, because of not being able to tell what's even in it. And then with Dennis's watching his help, he doesn't eat beef or even chicken. We eat fish and eggs, but different people have made different choices about what they eat because of their help. And so that has to be taken into account into how we're being prepared. I don't know exactly how we're going to, I suppose if we're going to keep eating eggs, we should have some chickens, but we don't have any chickens.
Well, I can sure see you with chickens, Ruth. You do everything else.
We've had them before. Not my favorite thing to take care of, actually.
Oh.
I took care of them when I was little, and they'd get bugs and all the different things. I don't want any bugs jumping on me. Of course, if you have them out running wild, well, then they probably wouldn't have any bugs on them. So, okay, come, I'm here to guide this discussion, but the discussion comes from the group. So I have several topics here. Health choices with recipes. So let's go back to talking about a little bit about some of the things that could happen with the world and the and overseas and even here and having the different things happen and commotion and violence and all different kinds of things and that in history shows us that you know. Things can be going along really well, and then all of a sudden they're not. And I don't know about you, but I get all these newsletters all the time about being prepared and what's likely to happen. And so I want to be prepared for anything. I've always wanted to be prepared for anything. When I was a child, I hoarded things, sort of. I don't know. I would go out and pretend that I had to hide or something, and I would have a little... I had a little stash. Sometimes maybe that was because I got mad at somebody. I don't remember for sure. we want to be prepared. Earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, fires. The enemy's bringing, dropping some kind that we talked yesterday a little bit about being prepared for a bacterial attack. They have some kind of little mask. And probably most of you guys know that we're Mormon, and Mormon's prophet recommends that we be prepared for 2 years, actually. So that you could, if you had had a problem with your income, that you'd be prepared. So we talked about diet quite a bit yesterday. We like to talk about growing a few easy and handy plants. We talked about having toilet paper on hand. What do you want to? Which one do you want have to share? Something to share? What have you been doing that we didn't share yesterday? Okay.
This is
you
a very
so talkative
group.
Pardon me?
I'd like to discuss how to put away water.
Oh, water, yes. Water is number one on the list. Can't even hardly live a day without the water.
And I save plastic jugs, you know, so that you can use them, like, for your toilet or various things. But for the drinking water, I think I saw some bladders or something advertised in Bi-Mart a year or two ago, but I just don't know what to get to put my water in.
Glass.
Well, you know something that everybody ought to recognize, that if there was a big problem with having access to your water, one of the things you need to recognize is that the water that's in your toilet tank is drinkable water. Well, let me say, after you put it through a Nissan Pi Mag gravity flow system, it would be drinkable. And so you need to recognize that you do have sources where you could rely on, but, you know, that would be very temporary and very short, you know, but if you have your own well water, that would be a good resource.
Certainly would. Once we were married, Dennis and I got married, as soon as we got out of school and got on our way, whenever we bought a place, I always made sure we had our own well. So it only been a very short, couple of short times that we were living where there was not a well, so that you have your own control of your own water. So if you're looking for a new house anytime, well, be sure it has a well. I agree with that, Karen. Okay, well, you guys had your chance. Now I'm going to talk about being prepared financially, because if you need to have something on hand that you can barter. Actually, we have quite a bit of noise on our call. Maybe it just disappeared. But I'm going to star 5, and that will mute everybody. And so I would like you, if you're sure you don't have any noise there, to star 6 so you can still, or when you want to speak, star 6, and then you will be able to speak, okay? Even though I'm blocking it.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star 6.
Star 6 to unmute. Okay, so we want to be able to have our supplements, and so we talked about having them stocked up on those. But another thing, you wonder where you're going to put all these things. Well, you put them under your bed. You put them in all different kinds of places, where you put them in boxes and shove them under your bed, different places in the house, and try to organize so you can put them in the back of closets. Hopefully you have a room for them, but if you don't, for all the food that you try to store up and a place for your food dryer. Okay, so but also we recommend that you're sharing with other people to help them to be able to have Aquaphor and the Nican supplements and everything. But also, as you do this and you help them, there are people out there who do have a very, very, very big need for Nican. And maybe you don't know them, but somebody else you know does know them. And so help them to be aware of the need that they could have, or someone else they could have, and have them get in and start using these products, and so that you earn some extra money. And then when you earn some extra money, well, then you can start being more prepared. And you can also maybe buy silver so that you would have a means of bartering if something happens, that our monetary system or whatever goes to pot, then you have silver on hand to be able to purchase the needs that you have. Because if a person isn't prepared, they are just, and there may not be very much hospitalization, or if you had a big need, that makes a difference between life and death sometimes. I'm pausing for comments. Please, star 6 so you can make a comment. Have any of you been in a situation where there was an emergency type of a situation? And what if you didn't have any money? What if you didn't have any way to get anywhere? How did you manage to get to the emergency? But what would you do if you didn't have that method, or you didn't have money to barter with?
You know, we must be able to take care of ourselves.
That is something that I feel like that we're taught, is that we should always have some kind of a second avenue of making an income. Anyone who depends on an employer for your income, that means that your life revolves around his success. And maybe it doesn't have to be a disaster. There are many ways that we could have our income depleted. And it's important to have another source of income And to be relying just on one thing means that you're putting your whole future into one avenue. And it's just not a smart way to go. So it's really important that we have even two or three avenues of having an income. And Nikan, of course, is a wonderful way to do that.
Thank you, Karen. Good input. To add a little bit to that, I think you might, you know, we think that maybe some people are getting ready to retire or whatever, and as we listen to the news, we can realize that that includes if our employer such would be our Social Security or whatever, we're learning that we can't even count on that. And so we do need to find some other things. I mean, if you can do NECAN, well, that would be great. If not, you better figure out some way that you have some kind of a value, that you have something to offer, or a big, really big garden. That would be helpful. At least you get to eat. And so,
well,
there's something. Maybe you want to, some of you would like to share how NECAN income has helped you to be able to be more prepared. I think that would be a good thing to share. Don't forget, star six, so you can talk. This is a interactive program, sometimes less interactive. We've been talking so much lately, I'm wanting to get us back to having everybody interact and give your reflection of what you're doing.
This is Kathleen, and NECAN has certainly helped me by having the healthy products that support my health. That is, I have to be really careful about what I put in my mouth, and so I can trust the products, and I trust the consumables, and then the other products surround me with a way to stay healthy. It's in a healthy atmosphere, and it's made all the difference in the world. And I can't even imagine being here without it. And then a little income helps me buy more. Even just a little bit helps me sustain my autoship, which is just hugely valuable.
Thank you, Kathleen. You know, as you mentioned that, you know you can get $500 worth of free products in the next few months. Dennis just sent out a newsletter, a little about what we learned on the President's Club about getting more people on the autoship. And so if you increase your personal group autoship, well, then you can maybe get $500 worth of NECAN products.
Which is huge. What a gracious company. A loving, gracious, uplifting company. Where else is there anything like this? They want us to be very successful. They help us.
Yeah. People realize the value of these products and they start using them. Who was it just the other day? They were talking about people started using some of the products and they used them and the people started saying, "What'd you do different? You look so... Your skin's glowing," and they had started using the products, and they were amazed that people could tell the difference just by looking at them. But
I had that happen at a class reunion last weekend. It's some people, a whole lot of people, the same age, and one woman says, "What are you doing? I can barely get on my knees and get back up." And she wants to know, so that's pretty exciting. And, you know, I didn't realize it was so visible in some ways.
That's right. Sometimes we take that for granted, that everybody's not sitting on the floor and jumping up and down and all that kind of things that we can do because we keep ourselves healthy. And these products make that huge difference. But, as I said, help us to be prepared also financially. And we can also help others to be prepared, as this little ostrich is doing here.
Exactly. We always want to help others. We help our parents, we help our children, we help people. You know, it's not easy to see somebody in want. It's, you know.
Well, another way that we can help. Thank you, Kathy. Also, we can help them to really come on our lifestyle program, our health style program, and learn about the way to eat. We have our charts. I'm going to check and see if these how amount to eat, the food block charts are on YB Hurton. And so we have these on there. We can help people by directing them to this so that we know they can see that we're helping them in other ways than just in helping our pocketbook. Some people maybe think that, but as they use the products and they find out how much they help them. But we can also help them just with health information. That's why we're doing this call. So anyone else have anything to add? It's our time. Our time's about up for today, and Monty will be on here recapping tomorrow. And I'm not sure what subject he's chosen to speak of, but I guess we'll find that out tomorrow. So you guys think about and about the questions you have with NECAN, not with NECAN, but with Health Style. And if you have any questions, is there anyone that has any questions today about just the program of eating or anything about NECAN, or about Health Style before we close?
Ruth, this is Margaret. I will say that this week I've invited three people to our call, and they work and probably will go to the recorded calls, but I was real pleased that three of them have been receptive to going to the recordings if they can't get on the call. So I've assured them that I'm interested in their health, and that it's a good way for them to change their lifestyle. So I'm hoping that they come on, and I know they'll get results if they participate.
Thank you, Margaret. And another thing that when they go and listen to the calls, Steve Crowfoot, who puts these calls on so we can listen to them. Here's his address here. www.allswell.org, which is allswell.org. He doesn't just record them. He fixes it if we're talking too quietly. He raises up our voice. If I'm hunting for something, and I told him the other day, why don't you just not put that call on? And he said, oh, there were some good things on there. I'll just cut the other stuff out. So he is spending some time really getting our recordings fixed up so that when people go there that they'll have a good recording to listen to. And so certainly I give kudos and thank you to Steve Crowfoot, who lives in Utah, and he's probably listening to this. He does pretty much every day and gets the recording done. So thank you, Steve Crowfoot. Thanks to all the rest of you for attending today. And tomorrow morning, bright and early, we'll start our day again sharing information and learning from each other. So do a little research and questions that you have, and bring the tidbits and share them with the rest of us. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Ruth. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Have a great one.
Bye.
Thank you, Steve.